A beating at an historically black all-male college has thrust into the spotlight an issue some students claim the school has long ignored, homophobia on campus. Last month, a student at Morehouse College in Atlanta beat another student who he thought had made a pass at him. Since then, some students have complained that there's a culture of anti-gay hatred at the college. From Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
On November 3rd, sophomore Aaron Price was taking a shower in his dorm. Another student, Gregory Love, looked into his stall. It isn't clear exactly what happened. Price later claimed Love had made an advance, but Love told police he wasn't wearing his glasses, thought it was his roommate, and apologized. Love also told police he's straight. What has not been disputed is what happened next. Price left the bathroom and returned with a baseball bat. He went to a stall where Love was showering and began beating him. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard.
He was struck at least 7 times, which resulted in some very serious injuries, including a fractured skull.
Police say Love had to have surgery. He is expected to make a full recovery. Price acknowledged the beating to police. He was expelled and charged with aggravated assault and battery. Neither student is speaking publicly, and Price's lawyer had no comment. If convicted, Price could face 25 years in prison, 20 for the 2 counts, plus an additional 5 under Georgia's hate crime laws. District Attorney Howard says even if Love is straight, he was the victim of a homophobic attack.
We believe the evidence shows that it was, in fact, because of the defendant's belief that he might be a homosexual.
After the attack, a few gay current and former Morehouse students announced publicly at a news conference that the campus has long been unsafe.
I had multiple encounters and altercations with students there.
20-year-old Gerald Wilson said one time he was punched in the face. He withdrew from the school, he said, partly because he was afraid.
I was not supported by the faculty members. Whenever I reported an incident, they feigned shock until they felt that I was satisfied, and then nothing was done.
Another student claimed a faculty member once encouraged students to attack him, though they didn't. He said the school did nothing about it. Morehouse administrators aren't giving interviews, but President Walter Massey issued a statement saying no act of violence is tolerated. He also expressed that in a speech to students that was closed to media. And Vernon Worthy, the Fulton County Police Chief who has overseen Morehouse for nearly 6 years, denies any complaints have gone uninvestigated.
There's been only one incident where a student has complained, to my knowledge, and it was referred to the proper authority within the campus.
He says that was the complaint involving comments by a faculty member. Worthy says Morehouse is peaceful.
I am amazed at the number of men who exist here, and we don't have more fights.
There are 3,000 students at the prestigious Historically Black College. Founded in 1867 as a Baptist seminary, it's the alma mater of Martin Luther King Jr. and continues to produce graduates widely seen as role models, such as filmmaker Spike Lee and former Surgeon General David Satcher. Morehouse prides itself on helping turn teenage boys into Morehouse men. Dr. Obi Clayton is head of the school's sociology department.
Strong, the scholar, athlete, the person that is not afraid to go out and knock on the corporate door. That is historically what the Morehouse man is, and that is what the ideal type of a strong black male in general is, that person can go out and conquer the world.
Clayton says Morehouse, like most of society, traditionally saw homosexuality as a threat to what a man is supposed to be. That's changed somewhat, he says, as the nation and the black community have begun to address homosexuality. Clayton believes homophobia remains heightened at all-male schools, where people may be particularly sensitive to threats to their masculinity. He says Morehouse is committed to diversity and teaches about homosexuality.
In the sociology department, we address it in any number of classes from intro to sociology to sex roles, marriage and the family. That is something that is talked about, and other departments talk about it.
But Robert Arnold, a junior who's gay, says certain religious teachings still permeate the classes, and they always send one message.
Homosexuality is wrong due to Christianity or due to some kind of religious text. So they always bring up that and condemn it, never trying to nourish the fact that homophobia itself is wrong.
School President Massey said Morehouse also deals with the subject of homophobia all the time through programs that address issues such as tolerance, diversity, mediation, and anger management. Straight students we spoke to disagree. Senior Damon Whitmire.
They addressed a lot of different issues that go in the world. Homophobia, that's not something that's addressed.
Two student groups had planned a forum on homophobia, but after the attack, Morehouse officials met with the groups and called it off. Some students complained the school was trying to silence them. Morehouse insisted the event was only postponed, though it has not been rescheduled. Joseph Flippin, a straight political science major, says the school needs to begin dialogue. Openly gay people, he says, are not accepted on campus.
They've been almost put aside as cast outs and not really wanted to be a part of the community.
But Damon Whitmire believes many students are gay. He says there's generally no tension.
If they decide to bother someone or, you know, that's straight, I mean, you might be subject to violence or you might be subject to some sort of retaliation. But, no, I don't think if you keep to your own, and I don't think anybody should be fearful, you know, to go to school here.
The straight students we spoke with say they don't know anyone who thinks the attacker, Aaron Price, was justified. But some don't believe the claim of the victim, Gregory Love, that he had been looking for his roommate in the shower. After all, they say, he could have just called out his roommate's name. Senior Raymond Joseph believes Price was responding to a violation of his privacy and shouldn't have to face jail time.
I believe it's too extreme. Maybe he should be on probation and under watch for maybe a year or so.
The incident has attracted attention from gay activists who have joined with some Morehouse students to form a group called A Safe Space Everywhere for All. Organizer Khalid Kamau says the group is pushing Morehouse to make new efforts to fight homophobia, not only to protect gay students, but to protect young men like Aaron Price from their own hatred.
Somehow he either got the idea in his head, or he didn't get the idea out of his head that it was okay to beat someone with a bat for thinking that they were gay. And he's probably going to go to jail. And that is the arrested development of a black man from an institution that is supposed to be encouraging the development of black men.
Morehouse has announced it will create a blue ribbon panel of national experts on homophobia and an internal task force on diversity and tolerance that will include faculty and students. In a statement, President Massey promised to, quote, devote the high level of resources this issue deserves. The gay students and activists pushing for change say it's a first step, but the school needs concrete actions. A panel and task force alone, they say, is too little, too late. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.